Would young people come and join me this morning? Notice all the teenagers, you know, they're looking at each other. Well, are we going, are we not? That's okay. Now you boys have to behave. Hey, Jonathan, how are you doing, big guy? Oh, my goodness, you're so big. You can get closer, you know. I guess I'm very scary today. How's everybody doing? It's good to see you. I wanted to just tell you a story today about a man in the Old Testament, and I read about him, and his name was Gideon. And he was not a big guy. He was just kind of very slight fellow and wasn't much to look at and didn't have a lot of strength. And he was from the tribe of Manasseh, which was a tiny little tribe, actually it was a half tribe in Israel. And the Lord came to him and he was hiding. He was hiding because he was trying to thresh the grain without the people that were controlling his country coming and taking it all away. They would come and they would take all the food away. So he was hiding down in the pit. And the Lord came to him. The Lord said to him, I'm going to use you to deliver his people. Kind of the same way he did Moses, but this was even a bigger deal because he was just this little guy. And his country was occupied. And the Lord said, you know what? I'm going to use you to do great, great things for me. And he said, oh, you must have made a mistake. He said, Lord, you must have made a mistake because I'm not that guy. You must want somebody really strong and big and older than me. And the Lord said, no, I didn't make a mistake. I wanted you. And you know, many, many years later, actually it's been over 100 years later, a couple of men had to share a hotel room. And they got to talking. And they were Christian men, and they were talking about how things were kind of going south, even back then. And they came together and they thought, you know, as Christian men, we should do something. We're Christian businessmen, we should do something. And so they called a meeting a few months later. And you want to know what? Nobody showed up for the meeting. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever called a meeting and, like, nobody showed? Okay, this is another story that you have to hear about you for it. Well, that happened. Well, I know last week when they had the open house for the preschool, they held an open house, but nobody knew if anybody was going to actually show up. When I was there, the place was packed with wall to wall people. You just never know. What's that? Oh my gosh. Anyway, nobody showed up except, well, there were three. Two guys that called the meeting and one other guy. Do you know what they did? It didn't even matter to them that there weren't many people that showed up for this meeting. They decided that the Lord had laid something on their heart to do, and they were going to do it. And they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed what they were going to call their little organization. And guess what they thought? They thought about Gideon in the Old Testament. And they thought, you know, Gideon, he was just Gideon, and later he actually saved the country with only 300 guys, and there were thousands of people in a real big army. And they thought, you know what, we're just a couple of guys, but we can make a real difference if God's in it. And they called themselves Gideon. And you want to know what? Here's one right there. There's a Gideon. And you know what? The Lord has called him to do great things for God with a bunch of other guys. They're all Gideons because they thought, you know what, there's not a lot of us. But when God's in it, we can do great things for him. Now here's what I want you guys to remember. Some of you guys are not very big. Some of you guys will never be very big. Maybe you're never going to be rich, and that's okay. But you'll find your way. But you remember, when you trust the Lord, when you pray, when you seek his face, that means when you ask him what he wants you to do with your life, that no matter how big you are, no matter where you find yourself in life, that you will do great things for God. Okay? Because when God's in it, you will do great things. Great things. Sorry. Father God, we don't know where we're going to end up in life. But we know that when we pray and when we put our lives in your hands, that you will do great things with us. And we thank you for that. And we just want to tell you today that we want to let you do that with our lives when we grow and even now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, who's got junior church? You guys are not in junior church. Miss Holly's got junior church. Off you go.
Now, I feel compelled to explain that Terry is not 100 years old. I told the kids over 100 years ago that these men had a meeting, and he looks really good for his age. That would be the case, but we know him to be the son of Donnie and Grace Ann Gerber. And so we are so blessed that as a Gideon, that he's coming to speak with. You might need this. You need that.
I'd like to share some scripture before I share a little bit about the Gideons and some testimonies that come in. This morning I'm going to share from Colossians 4, verses 2 to 6, and I hope this is an encouragement to us in our walk, in our faith in the Lord. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Withal, pray also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer to every man. And also a second passage, or one verse, from 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Can you fix my Bible? A prison chaplain in Virginia received a request into his office from a young woman. And it was an unusual request in that, can you fix my Bible, is what she said. You see, this woman who was in prison had received a Gideon Testament some time prior to that. And as she was showing it to the prison chaplain, there were signs that it was well used. There were pages that were torn, corners folded over, food and beverage stains, and it was falling apart. And she came in and said, can you fix my Bible? Well, the prison chaplain thought, I'll offer her another one. And she said, oh no, she said, I just want this one fixed. You see, it is this scripture that I read and trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. She didn't want to give it up. She just wanted it to be repaired so that she could continue on using it. On the inside back cover, as many of the Gideon Testaments that we hand out have, there's a page where you can write, there is a page that explains the plan of salvation, and you can write your name in the back. And as she was showing it to the chaplain, it was evident to him that she had trusted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. That testimony of accepting Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior was made possible by prayer and by the power of God and his working through a prison ministry that the Gideons held there in that prison. Here's another testimony that came in the year October 2005. There was a devastating earthquake that hit the country of Pakistan. 83,000 people were killed, 90,000 severely injured, and 3 million were left homeless. Buildings were completely demolished, including a five-story hotel where many of the world's terrorism acts were being planned and plotted from, completely destroyed. In the center of this devastation, there was a Christian hospital with 40 Christian personnel, of which no one was harmed. The whole area was previously close to the gospel message of any type of Christian literature. However, because of the earthquake and the need for people to seek out a hospital, an opportunity was opened to share the gospel. Thousands of copies were placed in that hospital by the Gideons on a daily basis. As people came and gone, they took these scriptures with them. One colonel who came in there from a local army said, "Who is this Jesus? God spared these Christians from the massacre because the hospital was untouched, yet all the buildings around were devastated." In another hospital, there was a director who was also a Gideon, and he was asked by a non-Christian priest if he would pray with him. And this Gideon prayed with this gentleman and led him to the Lord. This man went home and shared the gospel and the salvation plan with his entire family, and they all became saved. However, his village that he lived in rejected him because of his trust of Jesus Christ as his Savior, and including his entire family. Now, that village had a common well, and they no longer allowed this family to use or draw water from the well. So he had nothing else that he could do but drill a well right there in his home. Well, 2 weeks later, the village well dried up. You guessed it, the people came knocking on his door for water. Did he give them water? He sure did. He gave them not only physical water, but he gave them the living water, Jesus Christ. It's recorded today that that entire village is a Christian village because of that testament that was placed in the hospital, and that man who spent time and prayed with that gentleman and led his family and an entire village to the Lord. Isn't it just awesome how God works through his word, the Bible? Hebrews 4:12 tells us, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of our heart." This testimony came in, and it was titled, "A Chance Meeting." But as you listen through it, you will see that it wasn't by chance, but it was God's plan. Maria and her cousin, Ariana, were traveling in Uruguay and found themselves at a restaurant late one night. Now, although all the other patrons had left, they stayed behind because they heard in a room adjacent to where they were sitting, there was a Gideon's meeting going on. And as they heard the Gideons give testimonies about taking God's word to the world, they both began to cry. You see, 7 years earlier, they had been vacationing in Buenos Aires when they discovered a New Testament in their hotel room. Both of them wanted to read it, so they began to take turns. It was like one of us would have the little book for breakfast, the other would have it for lunch, and the other for dinner, is what Ariana said. "Each verse was written for me," was Marie's comment. "It was the presence of God in my life coming as a little book. God put this treasure in my way, and he has changed my life in ways I could not explain." Maria and Ariana had received the word of God together, they had received Christ together, and they attended the evangelical church together. That night in the restaurant, they finally learned who had placed that scripture that had changed their life. When the meeting ended, they told the Gideons, "As we listened to your meeting, we realized it was you who brought us the Word of God." Before entering the ministry, Harvey Wilson was a maintenance manager at Delta Airlines in Atlanta, Georgia. One day, he discovered a little green book like this in the trash can. And he picked it up, and he recognized it being a Gideon Testament. And he placed it there on the corner of his desk in his office, just hoping that someday the Lord would make use of that little scripture. Now, time had gone by, and no opportunity had come up for him to share and use that little testament. However, one day he noticed there were, each day he'd come in, there were food crumbs all over his desk. It was puzzling to him, but he wasn't quite sure what was going on. Time went by. One day, a gentleman walked up to him and shared this story with him. He said, "You see, I've been trying to get out of work, hiding from my supervisor. So," he said, "I came and sat here at your desk. As I was eating my lunch, I noticed this little book on the corner of your desk. And one day I began picking it up and reading it, and the more I read it, the more I wanted to come back every day." And he continued doing that for a while. As a result of reading, this man learned who Jesus was and his, and gave his heart and life to Christ. One person meant this little green testament to be thrown away, but God had a different plan. We never know how God will work through copies of his word, so we need to be ever faithful in distributing scriptures. Who are the Gideons? Pastor Sonny shared a little bit about history in the beginning. We are a worldwide association of born-again business and professional men, all who are members of the local church. Since 1899, the sole purpose of the Gideons is to win men, women, boys, and girls to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through the distribution of God's Word, Scripture. Today, the Gideons are organized in 190 countries around the world. We distribute scriptures in over 80 languages. We place Bibles in the everyday traffic lanes of life, like hotels, motels, hospitals, convalescent homes. We also distribute New Testaments to students and prisoners, police officers, fire and medical personnel, and men and women in our armed forces. As members of the local church, we also visit churches to let you know how God is using the seeds that are being sown, just as I am this morning. Therefore, we are an extension of the local church, and we are partnered with people like you around the world. Since it began in 1908, we have placed more than 1.2 billion scriptures around the world. Over 8,000 Gideon scriptures are placed around the world every hour of every day. So by the conclusion of our worship service this morning, 8,000 Gideon scriptures will have been placed somewhere in the world. Let me share some other testimonies. This one is entitled Asher's Legacy. Asher was a lovely 12-year-old girl at a public school in India. She was an avid reader and thrilled when she was offered a Gideon Testament during a school distribution. She devoured that testament in just a few days and through it came to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Now her father was a devout Hindu and he was quite upset at her trusting Jesus as her Lord and Savior. So Asher prayed that even if she had to give up her life, that her father and mother would come to know Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Well, some years later, while she was picnicking with some friends, they were celebrating their acceptance into a dental training school. Well, there was a sudden storm and flash flood that came up quickly and swept Asher and her four friends away. When her father received word that she was missing, he sought intervention from his Hindu gods and offered sacrifices and gifts to his guru that Asher would be found alive. Her body was found a few days later. When Asher's father went through her personal belongings, he discovered her diary. And in it he found several entries about prayers for him, her father, and her mother, and her willingness to be martyred if it would mean that they would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He began to read Asher's New Testament, for he knew it was so precious to her, and he was curious what was in there. Through that same New Testament, both he and her mother accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now this man has produced a tract about Asher and her Lord. He and the tract have been instrumental in possibly leading thousands to the Lord Jesus Christ in India, all because of a New Testament that was placed in the hands of one little Hindu girl in India. God is good. I brought two of these two, and these might be fitting to this next testimony that came in. As you can see, these are camouflage in color. It goes out to the men and women in our armed forces. In Uruguay, New Testaments were distributed to a group of soldiers as they were leaving for a peacekeeping mission in East Africa. After arriving in East Africa, one of the gentlemen wrote a letter back to the States, to the Gideons, back to his homeland, to the Gideons, that he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord that his word does not return void. It traveled from South America to East Africa and saved one of the soldiers. Isaiah 55:11 is a reminder of God's word not returning void. It says, "So shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." You might be thinking, wow, how can I help? That's an exciting ministry. Let me share with you how you can help the Gideons. Our number one need is for prayer. Pray for a steady flow of funds so we can continue to purchase scripture and distribute them through countries and communities in the world where God's word is needed. And secondly, is if God has placed it on your heart, I would ask that you would consider a financial gift. One of these little testaments costs $1.37. That is to print it and ship it anywhere in the world for $1.30. For $130, you could send 100 scriptures anywhere in the world. Also, for $5, these are Bibles that you may have been familiar with when you go on vacation. If you stay in a hotel, many times you open a drawer and there's a Gideon Bible. Those are placed for $5, and you could see to it that scriptures are placed in that way. Let me draw your attention to this bulletin that you received. All I want to say is, any time throughout the year, you could support the Gideons by making use of the information that's on the inside of this bulletin. There is an addressed envelope that goes to our local camp, and there's instructions in there on how to use it. I'll come back to that in a little later. One thing I will say, don't take this home and just drop it in the waste can. Keep it handy and available, because as I said, you can use it anytime during the calendar year. One of the things that I like to share, I'm not sure what your home refrigerator looks like, but in my house, with little children, it looks like the billboard, communicating everything that's going on in the household. Well, if yours is that way, put a magnet to this hanging on there, so when you need it, when the thought comes to your mind, you can make use of this and see to it that God's word is distributed somewhere in the world. I also want to share about the Gideon's expression cards that are made available to all of you. There are numerous cards for special occasions. I just have brought a couple examples here. This one's entitled "Your Wedding." Congratulations, graduate. This one is welcoming a new baby. And a happy anniversary, just a few. For $3, you can purchase one of these cards. Now, if you want to, you can go online at www.gideons.org and you can purchase cards to keep in your home. But I'm sure many of you have had opportunity and a need for a special occasion card, and if you go out to the store today and buy a Hallmark card, it's about $3. Well, what's exciting about the $3 that you would spend to get this card? Not only have you bought the card, but you will place two Gideon testaments somewhere in the world through that $3. And that's an exciting way to continue to spread God's word through the distribution of scriptures through those cards. Also, I noticed out in the vestibule you have a Gideon card rack. There is a little booklet to the far right in the one pocket, and that explains how you can obtain those occasion cards if you would like to use them. Also, the traditional cards that have been in the card rack for many years, in memory cards and in recognition and the thinking of you. These cards are out there in the vestibule in the card rack. You can take them at any time. There's no charge for the card. but inside is an envelope with instructions. You can make use of this thinking of you card. Somebody's name comes to mind and you just want to drop them a little note, say, I've been thinking about you, praying for you. You can pick up one of these cards, address an envelope, mail the card to them, and then forward the envelope to the Gideons with some contribution that you choose, and we'll see to it that God's word is distributed through those gifts that you provide. As I said before, on these bulletin cards, you can send one of those three cards from your home. If you do not have one of those cards, you meant to pick one up on Sunday and you forgot, you can just use this Gideon bulletin information and provide what you want to send, what type of card with a little note, forward this to the Gideons, and they will send that card out on your behalf. So another opportunity and way to use information. How awesome is that? You can do it right there from your home. Let me just share another testimony or two in closing. This one's entitled, Twins Turn to Christ on the Same Day. Most likely this one involved a little testament like this, since it was on a college campus, and we Gideons distribute these green back-covered books, testaments on college campuses. Kevin and his twin brother Keith went to church while living at home, but both drifted away from the church while they were in college. Both spent a lot of time together there on the college campus. However, as they pursued their path of education, they learned a little bit about the Lord. One day, Kevin was walking to class across campus, and he came upon a gentleman who had a box under his arm, and he was handing out these little green books. And when he learned what it was, that Gideon had shared that it was a testament of scriptures, God's holy word, and Kevin said, I have a Bible at home, I don't need one. So he went on and continued walking, and as he looked out across the campus, he noticed these Gideon guys everywhere across the campus. He thought, if I don't accept one of these soon, they'll be stopping me, every one of them that I meet. So the next one that he came up, he received one of these testaments. And after class, he found a quiet place. He was curious about what was there in that testament, and he began reading. He got so involved in reading that he missed his next class. From there, he went home to his dorm, and he read until dark, even till midnight. He read through the entire New Testament and Psalms and Proverbs. And in the back of that testament, he signed a page of accepting Jesus Christ as his Savior. Now the next thing he thought, I should go share this with my brother, but he was a little concerned. He didn't know if his brother would be disturbed by him taking one of these little testaments and the news that he had to share with him. But he went on to his brother's dorm anyway, and as he stood there in front of the door and knocked on it, when his brother Keith opened the door, he was holding one of those testaments in his hand, and he shared with his brother that he had trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior on that same day. Now both these brothers are serving the Lord together. This last testimony that I'll share is entitled New Testament in a Corporation School. I brought another one, and this most likely was a red one that was shared, since these are ones that are handed out to children. Now that I have my very own copy, I am very happy, this little girl exclaimed. While the Gideons were distributing these testaments, they heard the excitement in this little girl as she took one of the testaments and ran over to her friends and shared her excitement. I have one of these as my very own. And as they listened, they heard her say that some years prior, her brother had received one of these testaments. And every opportunity she had, she asked if she could borrow it and read from it. And she did, and she trusted the Lord as her Savior. But now she was so excited that she had her own. And as the Gideons continued to listen on, they heard her read from Ephesians 6, 1-3. And this is what she read to her friends. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Honor your father and mother, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live a long life on the earth. She said to them, "This verse is the one I love the most. Isn't it exciting to see that God's word has the power to influence children, even at an early age? Praise the Lord for how he is working." In closing, I'd just like to say thank you to Pastor Sonny and to Christ Church for all of you and your attentiveness this morning, for allowing me to come in and share a little bit about what the Lord is doing through the ministry of the Gideons. And again, we are an extension of the local church because each one of us are required to be a member. That makes us an extension of your ministry and your calling on spreading the good news. I will share also that if you do choose to contribute sometime throughout the year, I want you to know that all the money that you send in goes 100% to the spreading of God's word. As Gideons and Auxiliary, we pay a yearly dues, and our dues covers any administrative costs at the international level. That way, when you contribute, every penny that you give goes totally to spreading the good news of the gospel message. Thank you.
I have to tell you that various times throughout the year, I get those cards in the mail. Now sometimes I know where they come from. Sometimes I don't know where they come from, and it'll say, "Two Bibles have been given in your honor," you know, somewhere. And it's just such a lovely thing. You know, I'll get that, and I'll go, "Oh, that is just so nice." You know, nice is kind of a weak word. It's just a blessing. That's a better word. It's just such a blessing. I will open that. Like I said, sometimes I know where it comes from. Sometimes I don't know who has done that. And it's like, how awesome is that? That someone put a Bible somewhere, you know, and was thinking of me when they did it. Oh, I'm going to cry talking about it. But last week, I read a criticism of the Gideons that I wanted to share with you this morning. A criticism of the Gideons, well, you know, the title kind of caught my eye. And I read it, and the criticism was, can you believe this about the Gideons? The Gideons are cross-denominational. The Gideons have members of just about every Christian denomination as members. Can you believe that? And I thought, well, is that the best you can do? I was thinking that was not a criticism. And some of those denominations might have doctrinal differences. Really? That's why Lord made vanilla and chocolate. But you know what? It's a Jesus thing. When you're a Christian, it's a Jesus thing. And the Gideons are all about Jesus and his word and God's word. And I was just really really surprised that that was it's just a scandal that the Gideon, but what can I tell you? Please stand for the benediction. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything for doing his will. And may he work in us that which is pleasing to him. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, who be glory forever and ever. Amen.